Hello, welcome. Pre-show time here for Monday. Phil Henry Show. And, I went out to dinner Friday night with my friends Don and Ray. And while I was the designated driver, I didn't get back till really late and was not able to complete a new Saturday cinema that I really wanted to do, a thing called The Devil's Hand, which I will do this coming Saturday. For Saturday. I promise I will do that. But that's all I can do is promise. You know me. I'm kind of like the dad who has custody on certain weekends, you know. Just a piece of shit. I'm kidding. I'm just joking around, guys. Don't, you know. You know how some of those guys are, but I'm sure you guys understand. What the fuck is this, man? What is this shit? I got an audition. I'm looking at this goddamn thing. What the fuck is this? How many fucking pages is this goddamn thing? 230, then 82. I got it. This is due tomorrow. Although they do tell you, the sooner you get the audition in, the better of a chance you have. And I have to think to myself, I understand that there's such a thing as a time constraints, but why give a deadline if you're really not going to hold to that, if you're just going to pick the best one you hear of the early auditions you get? In other words, you don't give a fuck that you're hiring the best person. You're what? You're just hiring whoever you instinctively think will do a really great job, even though, you know, another maybe 20 more people are auditioning that you haven't heard yet. What does that mean? Somebody explain that to me. That the earlier you get your audition in, the better chance you have of getting the job. Tell me about that. Why? Well, because you know how producers are. No, I really don't. I always assumed they wanted to hire the best person. So you have all these auditions. You had a deadline. X, Y, Z time on certain day. All these auditions come in. Okay. Now, I assumed you have listened to the ones that have come in, but you listen to all of them eventually. Are you in such a goddamn hurry to cast the fucking thing that you're willing to risk putting the shittiest motherfucker that auditioned into the fucking job?
Well, we would never do that.
Well, wait a minute. That's not... The process is not exactly lending itself to hiring the best person.
Well, we assume the best people will always get it in early.
Not necessarily the case. I'm pretty goddamn fucking good, and I don't just run right out and audition right like that. You know? Does that work for you, Phil? I don't give a fuck. You know, I want to do the best job I can. I also have other things I'm doing. They give me a deadline that says XYZ time. That's the time that I shoot for. If you tell me that I need to get it in earlier, I'm happy to get it in earlier. More than happy to get it in earlier. You know, that cracks me up. You know, that kind of cracks me up a little bit. Not much, but a little tiny bit cracks me up. Where's my glasses? Where? See these two-tone glasses? These actually match the interior of my car. I got a red and black interior to my car. I do, seriously. And I took the guys out. As I said, I was the designated driver Friday night for my dear chums, Ray and Don. And they were just absolutely floored by the two-tone seats in my car. They thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. They didn't think the car was all that great, but the two-tone seats kicked ass. Where, man? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How we doing here? Okay, I can dig it. So, you see what I'm saying, man? I don't know if there's any producers out there, casting directors, and probably, I don't know if there are or not, but you probably don't give a shit what I'm saying, but I just, I know that you got to get it cast. You're under a time crunch. These producers are fucking... Everybody is leaning on you. I understand. You got to get it done. The sooner the better. If it just strikes us as great, we'll hire that person. Because they said, but it is contrary and runs contrary to every sensible, logical, intelligent form of thinking one would think applies to casting a part. I get that you're in a hurry. I get that they're under, you know, there's a lot of pressure. I understand they need to cast it. They need to cast it. Do they need to cast it with a shit actor?
Well, we would never do that.
No, I know you would never cast with a shit actor, but you would cast it with somebody that's not as fucking good as some of the other people that are auditioning. So why are you doing that? Believe me, Phil, we hear all the auditions. If that's the case, you know, you're my favorite people. Then why this bullshit about... The sooner you get it in, the better the shot you have. I've heard that. The sooner you get it in, I hear it
said, I see it on a lot of the memos I get all the fucking time. The sooner you get that goddamn thing in, the better this chance. What are you talking about? What do you mean the better my shot at getting the job? Remember, that happens with camera auditions too. Because now everything is being, you know, you're taping yourself when you do a camera audition. Sooner you get it in. Obviously, you're not looking for the best actor. You're just looking for the fastest or so. I don't know what. I know what it is. You want the guy that can audition really fast, the best possible actor who also auditions really fast. Is that what you want? What does that mean to you? Does that mean he's a quick, he can memorize the lines fast? That still doesn't mean you got the best actor. It just fucking doesn't. I don't give a shit what you're telling me. Okay, I don't know. Just it's an interesting thing. I thought I would call it out. I know that no one gives a shit, and that's that. But today we're doing the pre-show for today's Phil Henry, Monday's Phil Henry show. I'll do the audition later. I wish I could show you guys my auditions, you know, but that is privy or secret, you know, kind of thing, information thing shit. So tomorrow is the 13th of June. See what we can find on the 13th of June for 2021. People say, why don't you just go back to 2021? Why don't you go back to, like, 2020? But because I like, to be honest with you, here's my reasoning. I want a show from our archive that is more reflective of what, of how the show's evolved. If I go back too many years, it sounds like a different show. And I'm not necessarily against that. I like it that people discover those shows and listen to them. Do I necessarily want to promote those? I don't know. I do and I don't. In a lot of ways, rolling out that old stuff is kind of like giving away your really good shit. But I could be wrong. June 2021. Here we go. Now, I don't think I've logged in. No, I haven't. So how's everybody's weekend? So like I said, we went to a place called the Parkway Grill in Pasadena, California. Outstanding. Fucking great. And I had Diet Cokes and I had a ginger beer. And my buddies, Big D and Ramo, drank cognac and wine and got pretty shit-faced. And I had, as tunes in the car, I was providing the transportation and the music, I was playing doo-wop, you know, because it just was, it was right there. As I was driving over to their house, I had a track called Heading for the Poorhouse by the Silhouettes on. I went, fuck, this song's great, you know. So I kept doo-wop on all night. So that, I was like the party bus talking to the guys. I had a good time doing it, too. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've ever been the designated driver. Sometimes it's fun because, you know, everybody's relaxed because they know they have someone who's sober driving. And in the meantime, you hear all these marvelous, interesting observations about their lives, the things that they wish they had done better, the stuff they regret, the who's doing what to who, what's going on. It's hysterical. I mean, at one point during the evening, Dawn looks at me very earnestly and going, Phil, what do you want to have happen after you die? What do you want to have? What do you want to have done? I said, I'll be buried. No, no. What do you want to have? What do you want to have done to your body like that? I go, I don't know, man. I think maybe medical donation. Okay, that's what I'm going for. What the fuck? And they're talking about all this crazy shit. It was pretty funny. And meanwhile, the bar was fascinating. We didn't eat outside at a table because it was boring, but we stayed inside and we ate at the bar, even though we had one of those little low bar tables, you know, those cocktail lounge tables. That's where we had our fucking dinner. And we were able to kind of hang in the bar and dig on the scene in there. All kinds of people. They had the Celtic Warrior game on, which, as I found out, my friend Don's huge. We're all Laker fans, but these cats love the NBA, even when the Lakers aren't playing. I don't give a shit. I'm kind of a homer when it comes to that kind of stuff, you know. Football was the only game that I used to watch that I didn't care who played. I just liked it. But I'm so bored with football now. I don't watch football anymore. So that means in basketball, I get excited if the Lakers are playing. In baseball, I get excited if the Dodgers are playing, and so on and so forth. A lot of my friends are now Angel fans because of that guy they got, Otani. This cat's like a throwback to Babe Ruth. Where the hell is, what's the date I'm looking for? The 13th. Here we go. Oh, Bobby and Steve Dooley hold forth from Butner Lake. It's more of the Dooleys at Butner Lake and another Best of Butner. Phil interviews Margaret Gray's friend, Roger Chowtelier. Roger Chowtelier, we did that. Part 3, final of Butner Lake. Margaret, Frank Gray reminisces with old producing partner. I was in Florida this time last year because it was Jackie's birthday. And, Jesus, I missed her birthday this year. It was, you know, and there's reasons for that that we'll let you guys in on. Nothing having to do with anything bad with Jackie and I. But there are reasons. Now, what am I going for here, man? If I want to go to... no, I don't want to do that. La da 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 dee dee dee. Steve throws out a preview of the Cavalcade of Comedy. Okay, we did that. Margaret Gray remembers auditioning to sing the original Star Trek theme. This ought to be good. Only that's a throwback. That's a... Phil lifts the curtain on how Herb Sewell and Steve Bozell were created. Dean Wheeler in a special in-studio guest. He's in Southern California. Ted Bell is live. We've had a lot of Ted Bell on. Here is one that might be interesting. It's Dean Wheeler is a special in-studio guest. He's in Southern California, whatever the fuck that means. Guys, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to today's Encore show. And this is... So this is back when I was doing Encore shows still on Thursdays and Tuesdays. All right, good to know. Good to know. Good to know. Ted Bell is live from Ted's Beverly Hills with special guest Bob Green. Phil lifts the curtain. Margaret Gray. All right, well, how about this, man? Ted Bell live from Ted's Beverly Hills with special guest Bob Green. Oh, you bitch. There's no fucking, no video. Oh, God, you are one sorry-ass motherfucker. Well, I could create a video, couldn't I? That wouldn't be any fun, though. It's Bob Green today with Ted Bell, Chef Carl Giardilia, Justin McElroy, and more. How about this one? Is this from Monday the 28th?
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, in conjunction with Fraser Foods of Buena Park, California, presents Bob Green Today, one of the top daily journals of news, information, and goings-ons in all of the digital world. Yes, at one time, Bob Green held forth on the radio.
Not to give him all that.
Man,
I'm sorry.
That's loud.
Go
that's
ahead,
really
Bob.
Loud. Sorry.
I was just saying to the general, you don't have to give him all that. Don't give him the whole history. Although I did start with Phil Henry in his days as a...
And welcome to today, the 28th
Shut up,
of June.
Shut up, you cunt. Shut up, you
right?
cunt.
Yeah. God. The 28th of June. Why is that significant? That's a big day. That's a big fucking day.
Testing
that's
1, 2, 1, 2.
On. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. The end of the month. June is almost over. The June gloom is like, you know, it's gloomy, but it's been sunny here at the beach, which is always nice. But the larger point, shut your fucking hole.
Radio jockey or a shock jock or whatever the deal, well, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a shock jock.
A radio jockey.
A lot of people thought that when Phil was a radio jockey, he was doing a shock, you know, the shock jock.
He was a radio jockey.
What's everybody looking at? All right. Anyway, welcome to...
Yeah,
I can move on. Are you telling me? All right. Sorry, it's been a while since I've hosted the world famous
Phil
Henry
one, two,
show.
Let me go back
so
to the
called,
beginning of this fucking piece
and I'm not
of
really
shit.
Hosting the world.
The world famous Phil Henry show, in conjunction with
go.
Fraser
That's
Foods of Buena Park,
better,
California,
that level was like a
presents.
That level was a bitch and a half, man. Everybody's talking about is the. All right, so now I'm going to cue it up here.
On the radio.
Oh man, what a. All right, well, you're the guy that told him, Phil. I'm just giving them a little bit of color commentary.
There's that checkered shirt
Phil's
that I see.
Phil's itching his right nostril with a thumb and finger. God Almighty. God Almighty.
That was great.
I
must have
just
on.
Purchased that
you,
shirt.
You like never itch it?
Do I never itch it?
Get a subscription to the world famous Phil. God damn.
He just jammed a piece of paper into his eyeball. Oh, my God. Get a subscription
true.
To World Famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription. Get it now.
Right. As soon as you can.
No. Right now.
Okay. That'll do it. Oh, okay. That'll do it. All right. So this is from last June, late in the month of June. A lot of these shows we can't use because they're replays. And people would say, well, then why don't you go back to like 2020? Yes, of course I will. And those shows I loved a lot. Those early pandemic shows were fun. We didn't know what was happening. You know, everything was just weird, you know. Everything had just gotten really weird. What the fuck is going on here? Oh, there. So you're seeing, you know, let me see something here, man. Isn't that kind of dark? Isn't that background dark? Let me see. It's a really dark background. Why is that? Why is that so fucking dark? Who knows? We'll have to adjust that, fix that. All right, sports fans. Lee Clark, I've had the air conditioning on. We now turn it off, and we begin.